In 2013, when the Earth's rotation came to a halt,
my fellow Americans, to come together.
The world called on the one man who could make a difference. When it happened again, the world called on him once more, and no one saw it coming. Three more times. Now, the one man who made a difference five times before is about to make a difference again. Only this time, it's different.
Who left the fridge open?
Tug Speedman. Scorcher 6. Global Meltdown.
Here we go again. Again.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 226 coming at ya,
the Scorcher.
Fucking, I don't know if it's global warming, but whatever the fuck it is, this shit is hot.
Death Valley 127 predicted on Sunday the hottest temperature ever for Death Valley. Yeah, I can't take the heat, and it's humid as fuck in Cali. Like, what is happening? Did we turn into Texas or Florida? Jesus.
Right? Yeah, it's muggy as all get out. Yeah, it's gross. Like, I mean, just to put it in perspective, it is 10:30 in the morning. and it is 93 degrees outside.
Damn, it's supposed to be 108 in Chico today.
Yeah, same here in fact.
What a miserable morning I've had going to Home Depot to fucking do a bunch of bullshit, other errands, you know.
I'll be there on my way after this.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. We were texting before the show, and Matador was like, just got back from doing the bullshit, ready to record. And I was like,
I thought it was going to take till noon.
I was like, I might have to go do some bullshit. I don't know. And then turns out it was the same bullshit going to fucking Home Depot.
Oh,
that's great.
Damn it. The door is ordered. A door with a dog door in it. That's our next episode. Anyway, I digress. It's hot as shit. Global warming. The ice caps are melting. In fact, it's like some special ice from glaciers. Have you seen that shit? They do ice tours, like, with alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Like,
for the melting ice cap, then they get the ice for, like, the best drink ever.
The purest vodka in the world, made from melted glacier caps.
There you go. We're all gonna die. Yep. Right up there with the shark fin soup and the other pretentious bullshit.
Yeah, it's only $10,000 a shot.
That's right. Anyway, strange times. It's hot as hell.
Speaking of, like, ridiculously overpriced, like, bullshit couture stuff, I was watching this random Vice video the other day, and they had these guys that touted themselves as, like, the biggest, most expensive pot in the world. And they sell a joint that's $10,000.
Meanwhile, people are starving and shit, so yeah. So dumb. Most
it's like
expensive.
It's like laced with 24 karat gold or some shit. I'm like, why the fuck would you smoke gold? What is wrong with people?
Just,
like,
to be a baller. America's going down. And yeah, the face mask. Can't wait to wear that in the fucking 108 degree heat as your, well, in my case, my double chin is just sweating and just fucking. Like, the mask is just making it itch. And so have fun with that, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I think one of the biggest winners out of all of this we're going to see is, like, I don't know, like Wrigley or something, like gum or breath mint companies just fucking killing it, right? Because people are wearing these masks and going, God damn, I got some halitosis like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, my breath stinks. Damn. Sucks. Especially when I'm like... Shit.
Is this what other people smell? Fuck.
All right, so this episode is going to scorch your ass. So here comes some more scorching tracks. This is The Scorcher. Rhyme.
We're going to scorch you like you just ate 12 fire Dorito tacos from Taco Bell. And it's about 30, 45 minutes later. And now your asshole's on fire because this is treason.
This is what they want, huh? This is what it's all about. Wow, time to take affirmative action, son. They just don't understand, you know what I mean? Niggas coming sideways, thinking something sweet, man. You know what I mean? Niggas don't understand the four devils. Lust, envy, hate, jealousy. Wicked niggas, man.
Yo, sit back, relax, catch a contact, sip your cognac, and let's all wash this money through this laundromat. Sneak attack, a new cast and rap, worth top dollar. In fact, touch minds and I'll react like a Rottweiler. Who could relate? We play for high stakes at gunpoint. Catch them in break, undress some time with tape. No escape, the Corleone, Fettuccine, Capone. Roam in your own zone or get kidnapped and clapped in your dome. We got it sewn. The firm, all the wars unknown. Lower your tone, face it. Homicide cases get thrown. Aristocrats, politic and deli with diplomats. See me, I'm an official Mac, Lex Cooper.
Criminal
Mac.
Thoughts in the group wars. My destiny's to be the newborn. A nigga poorly gotta die too soon. A nigga dead on, a key at Heron. It found his head on. The couch with a dick in his mouth, I put the hit out. Yo, the smoothest killer since Bugsy. Bitches love me, in Queens where my drugs be. I wear guest jeans and rugbies. Yo, my people from Medina, they will see you. When you re-up bring your heater or your queen goes between us. Real shit, my Desert Eagle got an ill grip. I chill with niggas that hate Dominicans, bots are still bricks. My red beam made a dread scream, it's pray the Fed team. Corleone be turning niggas to fiends. Yukons and Ninja Black Lexus. Mega the pretty boy with mafia connections. It's the firm, nigga said it.
Yo, my mind is seeing through your design like blind fury. I shine cherry sipping on crushed grapes. We lust papes and push cakes inside the casket at Just Wait. It's sickening, he just finished bitting up state. And now the projects, it's talking that somebody gotta die shit. It's logic, as long as it's nobody that's in my clique. My man Smoke knew how to expand coke and Mr. Coffee. Feds cost me 2 mil to get the system off me. Life's a bitch, but God forbid the bitch divorce me. I'll be flooded with ice or hellfire, can't scorch me. Cuban cigars, meeting Foxy at the Mars, moving cars. Your top poppy, Senor Escobar.
In the black Camaro, firm, deep, all my niggas heal the blackest sparrow. While the bees beat the apparel through the darkest tunnel. I got visions of multi-millions in the biggest bundle. In the Lex, pushed by my nigga Jungle. E-money bags, got my West Sean Don bundle of 62. They ain't got a clue what we about to do. My whole team, we shitting hard like Zaw. Soul Side, Foxy Brown, Cormega, and Escobar. I keep a fat Marquise piece, laced in all the illest snakeskin. Armani sweaters, Carolina, Herrera. Be the firm, baby. From BK to the bridge, my nigga Wiz. Operation Firm Biz, so what the deal is? I keep a fat Jewel, sipping Christie, sitting on top of 50 grand in the Nautica van. We stay incognito like all them thug niggas in Marcy the God. They praise Allah with visions of Gandhi. Bet it on, my whole crew is Don Juan. On Cayman Allen with a case of Cristal and Baba Shala spoke. Nigga with them Cubans that snort coke. Raw though, an ounce mixed with leak that's pure though. Flipping the bigger picture, the bigger nigga with the cheddar. Was mad jibber, he had a fucking villa in Manila. We got the fleet of Panama. But wait, it's half and half. Keys is 1 2/5 on how we flip. 32 grams raw, shopping a half get 16. Double it times 3. We got 48, which mean a whole lot of cream. Divide the profit by 4, subtract it by 8. We back to 16, now add the other 2 that Mega bring it through. So let's see, if we flip this other key, then that's more for me. Mad coke and mad leak, plus a 500. Cut in half is 250, now triple that times 3. We got 3/4 of another key. The firm, baby, volume 1,
to my thighs. My thighs are stuck to each other, cause it's hot as fuck outside. Oh yeah. Ooh, it's hot as fuck outside.
My underwear's all in the laundry. My ass is stuck to my jeans. My boobs are stuck to each other, cause it's hot as fuck. I mean, it's really fucking hot.
Yeah.
My balls are really sweaty.
His balls are really sweaty.
Her tits are sweaty too.
Yeah, my tits are so damn sweaty.
I really hate being sweaty.
It sucks to be so sweaty.
I really want a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun tastes good.
Yes, it tastes good. That part, yeah.
I don't go south of the border. It's just one thing that Leonard Washington right. don't do.
But Leonard, it's okay. I'm waxed.
Dang! I done heard it trim in the head. You done scorched the earth.
We'll be right back. With the force. He's out to catch a body. Talking about, I thought this was a gangster party. Now he's walking around slaughtered, he's the sea. Talking about was jumping. I'm about to get the pump to pumping and start dumping on something.
Party over here.
And if you want a trip, we got the straps near.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year.
And if I rule the sphere, you should've disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. It's worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you're savvy. Mac 10 in a pound, cooking nothing but cash.
I'm serving niggas like a host with the pound, so take a toast. Dog, this West Coast and I shit bump the most. Cause vine to vine, I swing through the woods of Vingle. And everything I make, fuck around and be a single. From the who banging hits to the yes, yes. Yours. Now all down my halls, got plaques on my walls. We might slow the road, sit back and still kick it, but the shit don't stop till we hit a meal ticket.
I be goddamn, I'm in it for a meal ticket and to go successful, I don't know. To prove a show, usuals, wolf a corner, hit a block back to back. I don't know what's like that, where the gangbangers hang at. They say, Gaz, you a rider? I reply, well, hell yeah, I'm a rider. From the east side of Lumbers to the west side of Inglewood, on the cash mission, Bellingwood to hood.
Upon a time in the early stages of my life, sacrifice out for the loot, shaking niggas like dice forever in a day. Say what you say on the mic, I display Philly to LA. I've been all over from Crenshaw and Imperial to 108. I'm sure Mac got my back. It's all about mashing, cash and heating the stash when you're with a neighborhood of assassins.
You
say,
party over here.
And if you want a trip, we got the straps in there.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year. And if I rule the sphere,
you should've disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. It's worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you savvy. Mac 10 in the pound, dog.
Now, what do you consider fun?
That's the bum, that's the bum.
All day night and all day long.
That's the bum, that's the bum.
When you wake up in the morning and start the yawn.
That's the bum, that's the bum.
All day night and all day long. Come on,
that's the bum,
come on,
that's the bum.
Yeah.
Dub SCG
DPGC.
Take a picture, Trick.
Yeah,
take a picture, Trick.
Yeah,
yeah,
take a picture, Trick.
Yeah,
yeah,
it might make it real. Don't stop, don't quit.
B.I.C.I.
Boy, me fuck gonna leave that Tony, you know, because it's too hot.
Episode 226 coming at you, the Scorcher. It's hot as balls in Chico.
It's 10:30 in the morning. It's 90-something degrees. I'm having a hazy little thing.
I'm having a Sculpin IPA. It's delicious.
You know, mad respect to Bell's Point, where they're at these days, you know, with their... They got too big for their own shoes, and then they got bought out by some little guy, and now they're making good beer again.
Oh, it was always delicious, but the corporate weirdness, it's funny.
It tainted the shit out of their brand. Like, people were, when they first started blowing up, I remember, like, I was at, like, a company event, and they had Ballast Point either on draft or in cans, and it was, you know, the company was paying the bar tab. They were like, I don't know, $8 a can or some shit. They couldn't stock them fast enough.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I went to the Universal Studios Ballast Point Brewery corporate.
Oh yeah,
crap.
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah.
How was that?
The beer was amazing. I had the habanero sculpin.
Was it like $200 for a flight or what?
Oh, no, it was like not.
No, that was Disneyland,
that,
right?
Yeah, that was that's Star Wars land. Yes.
Holy fuck! No wonder Disney can be like not like 90% of Disney is shut the fuck down, right? Like,
oh yeah, Disney's going down hard.
Like, the only thing they have open is their Florida theme park, as far as like a tourist attraction place, right?
Yeah.
They're still making profit.
No, they posted a profit. We're getting old when we can talk about Disney's financial struggles of late. Rhyme and treason. Anyway,
you know, I mean that's one of the biggest fireballs to come out of this whole quarantine as far as America is concerned. Throughout many downturns and struggles and just general everyday-ish life, the average American has had zero vested financial interest in the stock market, aside from paying dividends into a 401k from their employer.
Oh yeah, it's a weird time for
they don't know what stock they're invested in. They don't know any of that shit, right? They're just like, oh, whatever, it's my retirement, but I know nothing, right? Well, due to the pandemic, with everyone like locked the fuck down, apps like, you know, E-Trade or Robinhood have increased hundredfolds, right? There's tens of millions of Americans that are going online, downloading a free app that doesn't charge fees and investing into the stock market. And that's why we don't see the stock market in absolute fucking chaos right now. Because if everyday Joes like you and me weren't doing that, it'd be an absolute disaster. It'd be a disaster. And it's funny too, because it, like, the experts are a little confused as to what to do, because the average Joe guy like you and me can't buy a fucking share of Tesla, right?
I got 20.
Pretty, you bought low.
I know, but it's good. Five. It's gonna multiply by five, I guess. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but you should definitely sell one now while it's peaking.
Oh yeah, maybe half.
If you got 20, right?
I've made $21,000 off it.
What I would do is figure out how much did I invest into it, and based on that amount, I'm going to pull that as close to that exact amount out now, so that no matter what happens with my remaining stocks, I'm playing with house money.
That's wise financial advice. I wish we could actually hang out or do it through a computer. I'm going to fucking do some tacos, some Al Pastor tacos. I got dream chili weird marinade on this pork butt. So, yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
Slow cook it for 4 hours.
Al Pastor is probably one of my all-time greatest favoriteist Mexican foods that's ever been created.
There you go. Al Pastor tacos. I've had some amazing ones.
Yeah, it's a marinated grilled pork, so they like marinate it on one of those big spits, like a gyro, if you've ever been to a gyro place.
Shawarma.
And then they shave it off the spit and then cook it on the grill. They're all crispy and fucking holy shit, man.
I know.
There's this spot over by my house, and let me see. It's Tacos La Guadalupe Ana, and they are unfucking believable, dude.
They're on these fire. Guys,
these guys literally set up a fucking pop up tent on the side of a side road where like homeless people camp, like Thursday through Sunday. Put up some of those fucking patio lights, run a generator. For 100 miles, I can't get better horchata, better al pastor, better like,
oh, quesadilla. I believe it, man.
Like, dude, oh my fucking God.
California.
And it's like a quesadilla that is like the size of a burrito tortilla, and two of them stacked on top of each other, filled with al pastor and cheese for $6.
That's amazing. Anyway, we are going to play some more music right now. the scorcher. It's hot as fuck. It's funny how there's a slight breeze, but it doesn't help at all, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's like hot air just scorching you to the max.
That was one way that I always described Chico to people when they asked, like, about, like, how hot did it get in Chico? Or what was the, you know, people always talk about the Chico heat, right? Well, yeah, the thing about Chico was that, you know, it'd get like 90, 100 degrees, and then you get this nice breeze that would come through the valley up there, right? But the fucked part was that the breeze air was actually hotter. So it almost felt like, you know, like when you get in your car on a hot day and that very first second before the AC cools down, it's like hot air blowing out. That's what it felt like stepping outside your front door.
Yep, and I still live in it. So anyway, playing some more music. Thanks for listening. Scorcher, Rhyme.
Never visit California in August because of treason.
Valley, California really earned its name on Sunday, reaching the hottest recorded temperature anywhere on the planet since 2017. Now, the official weather observing station there, which is called Furnace Creek, recorded 128 degrees Fahrenheit. That is just 1 degree lower than the hottest recorded temperature ever on Earth. The heat wave is expected to continue throughout the U.S. this week, and experts say it's likely dozens of other heat records will be set in the coming days.
Reminding you that climate change isn't simply going away with everything else going on. The Arctic has hit its hottest temperature ever. And this is not just a one-off, it's actually been a trend. So let me first give you the top line here from Common Dreams. Quote, "This scares me," says Bill McKibben, climate activist, as Arctic hits 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 38 degrees Celsius, hottest temperature on record. 100 Fahrenheit, about 70 miles north of the Arctic Circle today in Siberia. That's a first in all of recorded history. We are in a climate emergency. And so they began recording, record keeping back in 1885. So that's the reference point, and it's the hottest recorded ever. Now, some more information here. Scott from Scotland tweeted out, "We are in a relentless Arctic heat wave. Siberia is literally on fire right now, and it's set to continue. Temperatures will comfortably exceed plus 30 degrees Celsius within the Arctic Circle over the next 10 days, at least. It is a staggering plus 20 to 25 Celsius warmer than it should be." And you can view the heat here around the Arctic. Now, this is a little closer view at an actual satellite image.
no need to.
He's good with it, man. Put a green suit. Face to face with the man in the moon. Has family to act to his doctor's new.
If he catches me in a suit, please don't shoot.
He's good with it, man. Put a green suit.
I was knowing, child. A free women clown. A very funny young look hanging under the roof.
Of a present time, United Sound.
He'll play a little guitar, sing a few blues. He's got a guy that's tearing too.
By the fact that he's no blue.
He's a pretty man in a gray suit. Strike him at your groove, make him jerk that move like an 8-liter freaking spaceship boot. Coming soon to a city near you. It's a pretty man.
Drop a ball.
episode 226, The Scorcher. We're closing out the show.
That's right, folks. It's hot as balls. I don't know about you guys, but all over the world, things seem like they're kind of on fucking fire, no matter what the temperature is.
It's definitely a fire season also. I guess there's a new fire in SoCal. Of course there is, right? Damn it.
Well,
gotta hate that.
Well, and that brings a whole new, like, you know, this current pandemic situation, when we see things like that, like the fires in Southern California, right? And all these people are losing their homes and, you know, and have to, like, get shelter and whatever. Well, all the traditional ways that we think of, like, a shelter for people and stuff, that ain't gonna fucking fly right now. Like, you can't fill a gymnasium side by side by side by side with a bunch of fucking beds. Like,
you know,
nah,
what that makes me think of is the massive explosion in Beirut. I've seen, like, 80 videos. Oh, my God, dude. It was basically a nuclear bomb going off. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And, 200,000 people are homeless. Poor sons of bitches.
Say that again slowly.
200,000. And, yeah, of course they're rioting in the streets.
A quarter of a million people instantly homeless.
It just leveled buildings, man. Fucking crazy. So, hope you are doing all right, Beirut. Poor sons of bitches.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe it.
Rhyme and Treason's got love for everybody, man.
Absolutely. Poor bastards.
We're like the Luxembourg of podcasts.
Yeah, I mean. But why in the hell would they store all that shit in that warehouse? It was like,
because their government was falling apart and there was no actual, like, proper oversight.
I saw a video of a tour of the warehouse, like, a month before that happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it was right next to an ammunition storage place.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So, yeah. Nothing like that. Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Ah, the world's screwed.
Nothing like throwing gasoline on the fire. Isn't that right, Foo Fighters?
Hold on. I'm afraid to mention their name in any podcast.
Jesus.
It's like, you mentioned the Foo Fighters. That's a $75 charge. Yeah, anyway. Like,
yeah. So, needless to say, there goes my hero.
Yeah. Nah, Dave Grohl's pretty. I finally cooled off. Dave Grohl's cool, man. Just the management team is bullshit.
Yeah, man. 10 years
and
in the game.
What's his name? Chris something that was in Nice for Name. Chiflet. That guy's cool.
Novostelic?
No, Chris Chiflet, what? The guitar player, Foo Fighters. That was in Nice for Name. He first in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I gotta brush. You gotta brush up on your knowledge, bro.
No, I just.
We know about useless music crap.
I didn't realize you were going deep into the Foo referencing.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. But, yeah, sorry. I hate them. I will never play their music or listen to it.
Yeah.
They didn't have that many great songs anyway. Shit.
But, yeah, 10 years in the game and the only one to complain. So. Yep.
All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Hope you got scorched by this podcast.
Rhyme and Treason is like SBF 50 for your eardrums.
And Treason.
In my residence, ain't got on no suits, cause we ain't tryna be presidents. And ever since the cool crowd, niggas been on the trip, y'all. So you better watch what y'all play with, cause a nigga will try to flip y'all. They hit y'all, jam y'all, and put a gun to your jug. Catch your
them lip boys don't give a damn. Call out for the case, won't hesitate to kill a man. Run in his house and kidnap a nigga, him and his fam. Time will put him in the van, stick a gat in his jaws. One move, blow his cash, this is all.
Nigga, you got that yayo.
What cooks up, nigga?
Nigga, you let them days go.
What busts up, nigga?
Oh, you ducking the law.
You better run from a nigga.
Oh, you playing with that draw.
Well, look here, front's up, nigga.
Cause I get deafer than senior citizens with Alzheimer's and squash timers till they crush. Shout. DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.